Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. It feels like the sun outside. You're standing on it, at least this weekend it was. I'm not sure I've recovered yet from that. I know we don't talk a lot of weather on this show, but I was outdoors for two straight days, and it was pretty much hell out there in Beatrice, Nebraska for the pistol.
How's your headphones over there?
Headphones seem to be fine right now. Jake,
yes.
Expand on that, because the weather was, it was horrendous. And I thought it was worse yesterday, and I think it could get worse.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot. And you guys teed off earlier, it seems.
So, yeah, this was the pistol weekend in Beatrice. This is the two-day, two-man scramble event. Myself and Seth, it's 11 o'clock. It's noon tee time on Saturday and 9 a.m. tee time yesterday. And it was about, it felt like about 147 degrees by the time that we were midway through the round both days. And so that was fun.
147?
That's about what it felt like. Temperature-wise, Sip, about 147 is in that range. And, survived it. I drank probably more water than I've ever had in that event. Usually it's strictly beer and, some spirits. But we had a combination.
Spirits.
Yeah, there's definitely a healthy combination of beer and water. Because if it was strictly beer, I don't think I'd be here today. I think I'd be dead somewhere on the way back to Lincoln from Beatrice. But
from the pistol.
You had to be somewhat responsible here and drink some water in this event. Otherwise, like I said, you would be keeled over and you would not be around for today, anywhere in the world.
So this was the pistol.
This is the pistol.
You finished in the winner's bracket.
Me and Seth were tied for first after day one. Had a nice 1,200 par 60, which is really, really, really good. We were very proud of that. And yesterday did not go according to plan. However, I don't think we ever had a moment that we yelled at each other, which I think that's maybe the first time in the history of the pistol that me and him did not have a yelling episode. Because people in the group were all breakers and saying, watch out, it could happen any moment. It could happen any moment.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
There was a moment yesterday where it almost happened. I putted very well all weekend. And hole 11, I had about a 20-foot putt. I went first. I might have hit it 15 feet past. And Seth just about exploded at me, rightfully so. It was horrible. My job is to either make it or make it a safe putt so we can go for it. You can't go for it when it's 15 feet past. And he said something that Joel and Jason were the winners. They said, "Hey, watch out! This could be the blow up." And we recovered, and did not blow up. We even had a bogey in a par 5, which is horrendous for golfers that are trying to win a tournament or any golfers. It didn't blow up. Because we both messed up. It was a combination of a mess up. So we both were at fault. That was the hole I thought we'd end the friendship on. But that didn't happen. I would say this. Throughout the 2 days, I heard these things yelled at me as carts were passing by in different holes. Hut! Hut! I heard a, Randy! I heard a hashhole. Oh. Heard that as well. I got yelled all sorts of things by the different golfers in Beatrice this weekend.
So we have breakers in Beatrice.
There's a lot of breakers down there. A lot of breakers in Beatrice.
That is nice.
Okay, so where did you finish again?
We finished, sadly, tied for fourth. We were at 12 under par on Saturday. We were only 4 under par through 14 holes yesterday with the bogey on 14. And then birdied 15, 16, 17 to give ourselves a chance and parred 18. If we had simply birdied 18, we probably would have been tied for second and in the money.
So really comes down to one hole, though.
Or if maybe you don't bogey 14, you're probably
all right.
The
bogey on 5. The bogey and bogey on a par.
The bogey on the par 5 is what...
Because that's almost hard to do.
It is.
It's hard to get a bogey in a two-man.
This is what happens, that Seth, we just came off a wonderful birdie on 13, our first hole birdie since hole 9.
So things have picked up.
We had some momentum.
Momentum has started. People are feeling good about it. We're talking.
And Seth smother hooks a drive into the ground that went probably... 90 yards.
Ooh.
And so then it's my job at that point to put the ball in play, which I had all day.
Huh. And did you go to an iron?
No. It's into the wind par 5. It would have been irresponsible to hit an iron. But going back, maybe that was the right play, Bill, because I duck hooked a drive out of bounds. And so we were forced to take the 90-yard drive in the rough on a par 5 into the wind.
Oh, boy.
Which then was a full hybrid. And then a hybrid over the green, which is the real problem. If we had kept the third shot in front of the green, we probably could have walked away with an easy par, but we went for it trying to get a birdie, and that screwed us up. And at that moment, I started to give up, but Seth still played good golf. I made some putts, and that's why we made 3 birdies to end the round. But I was proud of our effort. I was proud that we did not melt down because there's many times that there's – several holes that we just don't simply talk to each other because there's just anger on both sides.
Sounds like fun.
Not yesterday.
Sounds like fun.
And this weekend, there's no yelling, though. There's no issues. Someone says, what an epic collapse. Leaders after day one, and you plummet to a tie for fourth. That's a pretty bad collapse. We collapsed yesterday.
So I don't think you really collapsed. One hole. That's it. One hole cost you.
Always freaks me out when good golfers smother a... What'd you say?
Oh, I was stunned. He smother hooked the drive.
Into the ground.
Seth, I think I'd be more stunned with your shot out of bounds.
Well, I was pretty pissed about that, Bill. Well, the problem was this, is that it was duck hooked, but it probably would have stayed in bounds, but it hit the cart path.
Oh,
that,
so it wasn't a ground ball.
No, I did not ground. Seth ground balled
it. Oh, he ground balled it.
I hit a duck hook that was bad, but if it had missed the cart path, I think it would have stayed in bounds still a long ways back, but in play and birdieable or survivable. Whereas we didn't find the ball out of bounds and had to take the smother hook. And that was really, that was a tough drive back to that ball because we left it there in case we couldn't find mine.
Oh,
when you
sure
see all
enough.
The guys up there 320 yards and you're hitting from 90 in the rough.
That's embarrassing.
That's it's tough to stomach that one. Yeah. That's tough.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. And then you got the group behind us who is also very good. And they're thinking, what happened to these guys? These guys are hitting their second shot from there.
So who won this event?
It'll be Joel and Jason Brueggemann. They are Beatricians all the way through.
Are they breakers?
Oh, they're breakers,
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely
congratulations.
Here's what I know about that, is Joel is a long, long, long time breaker. I did not know that Jason was a breaker until yesterday. He told me, I love the show, Jake. Well, I didn't know that, Joel. Jason, thank you for listening.
Joel Brueggemann, I've seen him on Twitter forever.
Yes, you have. You have seen him on, he's definitely a Twitter guy.
Mm-hmm.
They won. I think it's the first time they've ever won. They've been so close many times, so I was actually very happy for them that they got the dub yesterday.
The pistol.
But it was an extremely hot weekend, as it usually is in the pistol. And minimal yelling, minimal anger. No actual yelling spurt between us, which is shocking for 2 days.
This is at the Beatrice Country Club?
The
Beatrice Country Club. Where you worked at, underpaid. You're underpaid.
I talked about that. I talked about that with Caleb Harms, who I played with on day one. Caleb's a very good golfer. And we had talked about the pay situation back when he was starting. I said, you started out above me. I'd been there for 2 years. He's like, that's not my problem, Jake.
It's true. It's not. He's right
not
on that.
It's not his problem. But I tried to make
his
problem.
Did you talk to any upper management about labor situations?
I did not, because those who were there at that point have moved on to different jobs. They're not there. If they were still there, I would probably bring it up, saying, "Hey, remember that time 20 years ago? You paid me less than this guy starting off.
Yeah.
I'd been there for 2 years. Been your right hand man.
Were you doing salads also?
No salads there. No salads there. That was the Back Alley Eatery, downtown Beatrice. Yeah. Barbecue restaurant.
What was your title?
I was the sides manager there.
Sides manager.
Sides.
All sides.
Manager. I managed the sides.
Very proud of
that. They would bring in the meals, and I would dress up the potatoes. sweet potato, baked potato. I would make a chef salad. I would dress up the salads also.
You would dress them
up. I would dish up the different potato salads.
Was there mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese was definitely there.
Yeah, yes.
Cold mac and
cold,
cheese?
It was cold mac and cheese, yeah.
Really?
But macaroni salad.
Mac salad.
Mac salad.
Mac salad's really good.
Yeah, mac salad. Cottage cheese, which I... Terrible.
But, I love cottage cheese.
We'll throw hands on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I like cottage cheese.
I do not.
You're out?
I'm glad on my way to order it or having it. I'll have some of that.
I shouldn't say I don't like it. I've never had it. I've never had the courage to put it in my mouth.
I tried it once and that was a mistake. I won't do it again. But
maybe you like it, but it doesn't look good.
I enjoyed the random spurts of people yelling the different things at me that were show related, so that was fun. And then somebody even brought up a sip reference, and when they drove by, they said, "Hey, Jake, hey." They brought up the rap to me on the turn.
Good God!
Yeah. We have very attentive, loyal listeners in Beatrice.
That had to be an incredible feeling.
It was fun.
Yeah, it had to be an incredible feeling.
That was a year ago.
Your popularity, Jake, has taken off.
I would say at least half of that tournament, there's 144 golfers. I'd probably say 72 of them are breakers, maybe.
Yeah. Mm, not bad.
It's a pretty solid percentage. 50% of of 144, I think we'll take that.
The Pistols. Do you have any other big tournaments upcoming?
No, that's it. Golf season. I got the league still, but... Golf season tournaments, I believe, are over for the year for me. I would say I finally played good golf. I told you guys I've been playing horrible golf. Yeah,
that's why he's so happy right now. I can tell. He's not that bummed out.
Because I told Seth Godin, I said, dude, I have nothing right now. And somehow it clicked off the bat.
You came out of it.
I came out of it. Well, I was back to what I used to be, at least until
that's good.
Part of the day yesterday.
It's weird how it
I'd say comes day one, I was there the entire day. It was crazy. Made every putt known to mankind on Saturday. And that's never a good sign for Sunday, which missed a lot of putts Sunday. But still, quality round. Fourth place. Good people. Just hot as hell out there.
Yeah.
Drank more water than I ever have in the history of the Pistol.
You were just hammering.
And still drank plenty of beer, though. Don't
bottles
worry.
Of water.
Bottles of water. Yes. They've gone away from the jugs there. They now have just bottled water everywhere. So,
that it was good. That sounds fun. That sounds like a good weekend.
It was fun. Yeah. Got back, I don't know, about 6 o'clock last night from Beatrice, 5
God, that's
o'clock.
That's a long weekend, though.
That's a long weekend. Did you stay at your parents' house?
I did.
Did you?
Did stay at the parents' house Saturday night.
Your parents mentioned anything on Sunday, but not wearing too tight of a shirt.
Nope, not this time. Did not. The attire was just fine this time. No excuses at all. Because I played fine.
Did your parents follow you? They walked the course.
No, thank God it didn't happen.
Was there a gallery? When you got to 18, was there a gallery?
You know, actually, in my 9 years of playing the Pistol, I've never seen a fan on the course, which is actually good. It's not worth watching. It's not worth following. It's really not.
I don't know.
It's not worth following.
It might be.
Sometimes people gather. Like, if there's a playoff, yes, then there's a gathering because, hey, we got a tie. We get... Two teams going for first. That's when the gathering happens.
You go back to 18 for that?
They go to hole 9 for that.
Hole 9.
Those are golfers in the tournament that probably they gather.
Yes, there's no random fans say, hey, they're at 18. Yeah. Let's go watch the tournament. No, that's every.
So this is not being announced somewhere live stream.
No, it's not a Queeby and Beatrice. Hey, get to the country club. We got a playoff on hole 9 of the Pistol. No, that's not happening. It's definitely those who are playing that are just watching, but that hasn't happened for a while. We haven't had a playoff for the win for several years.
Is this the premier event at the
Country
Club?
No, it's not. It's number two. Premier event is the Shotgun Blast in early June. That's the big member guest tournament. It is. That's when I worked back
there's
in the day.
There's a world out there I'm not familiar with.
I chose,
member guest's a big thing. It's very expensive.
I chose one time as I was working there.
Very expensive.
Oh, it's very, yeah. I chose one time to not go on vacation so I could work that tournament because there's a lot of big tips on that one.
Oh.
I was a spotter on hole 18. I was getting big tips every single time. Guys came. I made probably $200 that week, those three days.
Oh, no kidding.
Which back in 2005, that's pretty good money.
Yeah. It's a big weekend.
I was very happy with that.
Yeah.
It was good.
So you just stood there about 200 yards down and just spotted drives.
Probably about 175 out in the rough. I sat in the shade with my car with my chair and I had a an umbrella probably.
Okay.
something to
and
shady.
How old again?
I'm 21? Gonna say no. At that
26?
Point, I'm gonna say 15 years old at that point. Let's go with 15.
So you just spot, and then someone hands you money for finding their ball.
There's one time, and I felt bad about this, that I think the whole group hit the fairway. You don't need a spotter for that. So I want a tip from this group, so I wouldn't mark their balls. It's in the fairway.
In the fairway.
See, the reason why I have a spotter 18 is because it's very easy to lose a golf ball to the right.
Right.
And I said, well, nobody's out of play here. Yeah. I better go mark a couple on the fairway. It gave me $2. Got a tip still out of that.
Well worth your time.
And well worth it to go out there and say,
get
hey,
out of the chair.
You guys are all pretty good.
I just couldn't imagine I had to walk down the fairway, see my ball in the middle of the fairway, have to give some young kid some money. I have to give him money for this.
I'm at
265 yeah, exactly. right in the middle of the fairway, and I got to give this guy a five.
That response there is what you said. Yeah. Come on, man. Do I really have to give you?
Yeah.
It's right. I hit it down the middle. The spotter was necessary here. So, no, that was good. I would say, though, I think I was inspired Saturday by I watched Happy Gilmore, too, on Friday night.
Oh, you did?
And everyone's got different reviews. I loved it. I will watch that movie again.
Wow.
For those who didn't like it.
I've heard it's been really hit or miss. People said it's incredible.
Yeah.
And I've heard that it's horrendous.
Yeah.
But it's been hit or miss on this.
I think people felt the same way about Happy Gilmore 1. If you don't, you're not going for an Oscar award here. They're not trying to win any awards of this. It's not what Adam Sandler does. It's stupid slapstick comedy.
Okay.
Stupid. That's me. I like slapstick. I like stuff I don't have to think about. It makes me laugh. So if you're trying to get some sort of award here, that wasn't the goal. It was to have a bunch of cameos. It's supposed to have a storyline.
Oh,
everybody.
It?
I mean, all the golf. Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, McIlroy.
Ooh.
Jordan Spieth was in it. Colin Morikawa, Fred Couples, Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino.
Oh, wow. Trevino?
John Daly was a big part of the movie.
Really?
He had a big role in the movie. John Daly did.
Did he really?
John Daly, yes.
I kind of want to see this.
Just go and don't expect an incredible movie. It's going to like blow you away. It's just laugh. Allow yourself to smile and laugh and be okay with it.
Is it Netflix?
Netflix only.
Is he trying to save his grandma's house again?
Somewhat. Yeah, he lost his grandma's house. He's in a different house now. But he's, you know, alcohol becomes a problem for Happy Gilmore, which no one's surprised by. And he's, you know, that's kind of the premise of getting over that and just getting back in the winner's circle because he kind of lost his way after something happened. I won't tease what that something happened was.
Oh.
That's why you watch the movie. But something caused him to alcoholism, and he overcame it.
Okay.
And I would say that.
Wow.
I'll say this. Wow.
It was dark yet success story.
It was kind of a surprisingly dark first 4 or 5 minutes, and then it came kind of funny.
Surprisingly dark first 5 minutes.
Yes. Scottie Scheffler was also great in the movie. They brought up the jail reference to him back from when he was the PGA Championship in Louisville last year.
So there was an unveiling of this movie this weekend?
Yes, Friday it was available at midnight on Netflix, and I watched it Friday night. And it was, I laughed the whole way. I laughed and smiled the whole way through saying, you know what, for about 30 years after the first one, this is what I wanted.
You watched the midnight version?
No, I watched it about 9 o'clock. I get done about 11 o'clock on Friday night, but
you're up kind of late before a big tournament, Jake.
Yeah, if it was the 9 a.m. tee time, that'd be different, but this was the noon tee time on Saturday, so it was okay.
Netflix.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I know a lot of people, like you said, Bill, will say it was stupid. I will defend it saying, I don't know what you thought about it going in. It wasn't going to be the same movie. If it was the same movie, what's the point of doing it?
What are the breakers saying about it?
Kevin says, I watched it last night. It's unfortunately bad. I couldn't watch the whole thing, but my wife watched the whole thing.
I think Ellie liked it.
It was great.
Ellie, did you watch it?
We haven't even addressed the fact that Ellie's here today.
Yeah, why have we not?
Yeah, Rudy went home to San Antonio. He's back tomorrow.
Thank you, Ellie.
Family. Thank you, Ellie, for being here.
Ellie showed up. I walk in. I get the surprise from Ellie. That was a very nice surprise. So we'll probably hear from Derek on Song of the Day.
We might.
Today. I'll bet we hear from Derek.
We could do that.
Yes.
Oh, Derek.
From Wood River.
Yeah. Someone else says, Happy Gilmore 2 was good, but the first was better, in my opinion. Absolutely. Okay. The first usually is almost always the better one. I've never, ever pushed back on that. Happy Gilmore 1 is a treasure. This is just a nice treat.
Rocky 2
is
pretty good.
This is good.
Well, yeah. But no, not never was... Well, I shouldn't comment. I didn't see the...
If you can't sit down expecting to laugh and let yourself laugh, don't watch the movie. Because you won't... You expect too much and you'll be sitting there stone-faced. I went in happy to see it was on, and I laughed the whole way through.
So your parents.
So don't take away my happiness, Breakers.
How about your things are going well for your parents then, right? If they have the financial stability. That was
at our, we watched it at our house.
Oh, your house. Oh, okay.
We went down Saturday morning.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we watched it at our house, and they do have Netflix though. Also, so
things
I guess
are going well financially for the family. To have Netflix, that tells you that's kind of a status situation. If you have Netflix, it's a status. It really is, Jake.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I guess.
It really is.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world. Again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Okay, I
anything
never
else, idle chit-chat. Sorry.
No, I go got ahead. Nothing. I did not do nothing interesting at
all. Jake kind of went filibuster on us for...
That's fine.
Which is good.
You guys brought up the pistol. I had to do that.
No, we had to have that. That was really good stuff. I did one thing I thought was extremely interesting.
Ahead,
had an event, and so I came from... Me and Laura came from West O and drove from West O all the way past like 90th Street on O Street on Saturday night. And I thought it was incredible to see people cruising. There were people cruising.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was.
It's nuts.
There was a tricked out Jeep that had the Royal Grove. It was sponsored by the Royal Grove.
I have seen that Jeep. It is tricked
and
out.
And they were hot rodding around. There's a lot of hot rodding. As me and Laura whipping down O Street in her Honda CRX, and people were a lot of Mustangs. One guy drove by with his hood off, and the car wasn't a hot rod though. It was just a car missing a hood. I said, "Laura, this is incredible. It's a car missing a hood.
This is incredible."
But it was a lot of I was encouraged that there was people driving cruising.
It felt
like it's in like American Graffiti for a second.
I think Friday, Saturday, and probably even Sunday.
Well, I saw this. Also, there's a lot of police cars. People were pulled over everywhere. Yeah, pulled over. I think it was for hot rodding, Steve. But I was like, I go, this is what it was like. This is like American Graffiti right here.
Were there people at the Quiche restaurant? But
I didn't see anybody at the Quiche. There's a lot
of places still open.
I will say this. Yeah. It was bumper to bumper both directions. And this was at like 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was people were cruising.
What's going on?
I mean, if you have a motorcycle and you're in your 50s, you just don't. I've been in that situation on O Street. I'm just like, no,
there was
I'm
one guy right next to us in his Harley.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that was impressive though.
It's
too.
Impressive, but dangerous.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of speeding in and out of traffic.
Right.
That was the big thing. If you get a chance to kind of stomp on it, that's their moment.
It is. I'm glad you saw. So what time?
10:30.
10:30.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
it was electric.
Peak. It's probably peak.
I imagine it starts sometime around 9:44. I bet it probably goes to probably 12:44 or so.
I bet it goes late.
I just wondered, now, do you pull off into the parking lot of, like, the mall and hang
do
out?
Do I?
Do you know? Yeah. Like, if we would have went by the mall and I saw Sip's truck pulled off
over there
by the old Red Lobster, that would have been incredible.
I think, well, what do the young people do? I think they do a lot of that.
Because for a while, didn't people also, back when people cruised, didn't people just kind of park on O Street?
This wasn't a Maricruise or anything like that, was it? There wasn't anything.
I don't think
there wasn't an event.
An event or a theme or something.
Definitely not.
Because when there's an event, like Americruise, it used to see it then. Then it's probably triple.
I've been told there's been some convening for these cruises at the Kohl's at 84th and just north of O. There's been reports of a lot of people in those parking lots.
That's where they turn at. So I told Laura, I said, when we get to 70th, this is going to end. It didn't. I go, whoa, I'm off on this. Went all the way to 84th. Then they take a left on 84th.
This might be something you and Laura could do more often.
Yeah, so we'll get the CRX out, and we'll cruise up and down.
You should get your truck.
But it was, I was so impressed with America.
Your truck would be more represented.
Yeah, you definitely fit with the truck.
I don't know, but it was a lot of Mustangs.
Okay.
A lot of Mustangs.
What about Challengers?
Challenger. A lot of Challengers also.
Yeah.
What are they? But it was really, really cool. I was really high
on it. Dodge Charger?
No, but there's a name for it. Hellcats.
Hellcats. Okay.
A lot of Hellcats. Okay. They sound. And you know, I think some of those cars it's not the real engine that you hear. It's like a speaker in back. Is no it? Joke. I mean, that.
I'm way down on things again.
No joke. The breakers will take me on this, but I've heard this, that there's speakers that actually make the engine growl. It makes the growl sound, not the.
Because there were some good sounds.
Oh, I know.
They're also incredible. I was impressed when I saw the guy. I go, Lord, there's a guy driving next to us. He's in it's about a 1989. I don't know what it would be with no hood, and I thought it was amazing. But also, thinking back, there was usually somebody in your town that had part of their hood cut out, and so the air filter part would sit up above the hood, and that was so
super cool.
That was so bad
back in the day.
Back in the day, when you saw someone with that, and it was like I said, a 69 Chevelle or something, where they had part of the engine sticking. If you knew a friend that had part of the engine sticking out of the hood. It was remarkable.
Car was jacked up.
Yeah, car was jacked up.
Big fatties on back.
Oh, it was incredible.
Hey, it begs the question, is a hood necessary?
I probably would still think so, just for like rain and stuff, I would think, but I don't know. But
Do you need a hood?
They had,
apparently
there
not.
There was one guy yesterday or Saturday that did not need a hood.
Say you don't. Or does he just take the hood off for this occasion?
Oh. Why would you take the hood off?
Is the hood on Monday?
Why you would do that?
Friday. Where's Todd at? He's taking the hood off.
It's hoodless Friday.
This weekend.
Well, it's the weekend.
If you'd have seen the car, and I wanted to get I wanted to get a picture of it so bad, but it was incredible. Thank you.
I've wondered about that hood thing forever. Do you have to have a hood on?
Apparently not, because they're operating the car, but it seems like an odd choice to take the hood off intentionally. If it was intentional, I have questions for them. Why?
You can't have all the rain going into your
I don't
fluid
think so.
Part.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a good thing.
But
to have.
For a Saturday night, it was Saturday night or Friday.
Saturday night, weather was nice.
Yeah. He can take it off for that. your hood off your truck.
Sure.
Bill's removing
Imagine Laura's up there, sees me out there. I got a socket set out.
Taking a hood off.
About 7:30 on a Saturday. What are you doing? Trying to get this hood off this
going
thing.
Out. Don't have to go. I'm going.
We have some responses to why the hood might have been off. A couple of people says the hood was off because the turbo or superchargers don't fit. Boone says no hood allows him to show off his motor to everyone else more easily.
But if you just saw the car, it would have been quite interesting because it didn't fit. That's the part that didn't fit. Like that car right there with the hood off. It was just,
you don't belong
it was
there.
A car that would be, it'd be a car.
You gotta have a hood on.
It'd be a car that you bought at Weird Wally's back in the day. And then they bought a car for like $1,400 and you took the hood off and drove it around.
Put the hood on.
This was not a cool car.
No, this was not a cool car.
You're right.
You wanted to be cool.
What'd you call the thing that sticks up out of the.
It was like your air part that stuck out like that. Man, you had that little wing nut on the top. Remember they take that baby off?
Yeah.
Check that. Wasn't there a deal also you could turn it over? It made better noise. Like you could turn.
I know what you're talking about, but I never knew what they were. What did I call them? There's a name for it. I just can't.
I don't. I'm with you on that. But it'll
hit me,
Jake. The biggest difference still to this day, though, with the cars and the hot rods, whatever. These were all newer cars. Is that in the back in the day? The tires were the most incredible thing because they had them by numbers. It was 50s and 60s.
Okay.
And that was the number. Like
no
the
more than
50,
I do on that.
50 was wider. I think there were you. And I remember sometimes if they wanted the local police would jack with you, they'd stop you.
Are they street legal?
Yeah, they street legal tires. They're sticking out too
Those
wide.
Those aren't street legal.
Those aren't street legal tires. But you'd see that then the tires, Jake, were incredible. When you saw the
That's
tires.
What judge some of the cars by.
Yeah, when you saw the tires.
Yeah.
Okay. And then back in my day, that the most popular rim was the Kreger.
Oh,
the
huge.
Kreger.
You had Kreger rims?
Kreger rims.
Idea what that is.
Oh, Kreger. Would know if you saw them.
Okay.
Jake, Kreger rims are what changed your life. I didn't have those. I had jacked up car, normal size tires, just regular rims.
Seldom did you see a jacked up car with normal size back tire.
Never. Never.
But
also,
was...
no floor where the exhaust came through the floor and the gas gauge didn't work. Yes.
I like the picture of you with a jacked up car, but normal size.
I like that too.
Yeah, Jan Zora.
It rode well, of course.
Yep.
Did it?
No, God. It's just any bump you hit, it about throw you right out of the car.
You would have freaked out over Jan Zora's Nova. because it was pristine green.
That's the one you couldn't touch.
Yeah, with black racing stripes, and it had the color was green, but it sparkled a little bit too, and it had huge back tires.
Huge. Nova.
God, it was beautiful.
Jake, a Nova. When you had a Nova,
you're doing pretty well.
It was one of those cars. There was the Barracuda. That was one. GTO was one of those.
Chevelle.
Camaro, Chevelle.
Was that a sign of wealth, Bill? The Nova?
Not really. It's just a sign of just that they they were really cool.
All right.
That means they were, I mean, you really were. When someone pulled up in that car, no matter who it was, it's like, I like that.
Cutlass Supreme got really big, but not, I don't think that was, you jack that up as much.
Not as much, no. But Cutlass was very popular.
Yeah.
That was a very popular car.
My dad went
but
through
the Kreger. Anybody from the Kreger rims on the text line, Jake?
Coach Brandon on YouTube says, yep, Kreger rims and Mickey Thompson tires with
Mickey with
dog bones, he says.
I don't know with that, but I know. I don't know.
Thompson tires, though,
I don't know that, but Mickey Thompson tires, I know.
Yeah. Bill, you're probably a little more of a gearhead than I am, it sounds like.
It does sound like
that. Well, I just grew up with friends that had older brothers, and they were all gearheads. I wasn't the top big gearhead. No,
I was more sports oriented. But there, it's the same thing. I had friends that were more car oriented.
Yeah.
I wish I was a little more car oriented.
Kent says he got a Kreger. Kreger's on his 67 Firebird in the garage right now.
Yeah,
on a 67 Firebird in the garage.
Just, hang on, don't.
Wow,
this is getting. I'm verklempt.
He had a Firebird. Firebird
was another vehicle, Jake.
Sweet.
That was on the list of cars.
Sweet.
The Firebird would be on, Jake, if you put the list down of these cars.
I think I know the Firebird.
The Firebird would be on the list.
Don't you think was it the 80s when the Trans Am?
The Trans Am came out with the T-tops. Remember when you saw one with the T-top?
Black.
Glenn Gallaire had it. Had red interiors, white with red interior. And guess what he did a year ago? Had it completely redone to factory.
No.
Incredible. When you saw it, I saw it in Pender. It was incredible. That's Gavin Gallaire's brother.
Now listen, that was 80s, right?
That was 80s.
And you didn't jack up a Trans Am.
A little bit. Had a little lift to it. It had a little lift to it. Yeah, Glenn's did, and it was incredible. When you saw it, it was just like.
I don't think you jacked up a Trans
Am. You did. It was a little jack. There's a little elevation.
Did you jack breakers? Did you jack up a Trans Am? I don't think you do.
We did in Pender. We jacked him up in Pender. Glenn, check in with us.
Trans Am's got really cool, but it was always the same one. It's kind of black. Usually, now your friend's was white with red.
Black.
So black with gold.
Gold eagle.
Right.
The gold eagle on the hood.
The
gold eagle would stop your heart.
Hood, yeah.
I think that's what Smoking the Bandit. I'm pretty sure
that's why then.
Okay, Smoking the Bandit, them. That's what Burt Reynolds drove.
And they're great in the winter.
Yeah.
I saw a Trans Am.
You get stuck on
in an inch.
An inch
in front of my house. I was like,
oh yeah, it's going nowhere.
Because it's so
you had to put sandbags in the back of the trunk.
Right.
You did. Get sandbags in the trunk.
I was like, dude, you
let's
can't
spend
drive
the whole
this.
Show on this because this is coming down. This is American Graffiti all over again.
God, you were out. That does. I've been in that situation. It's sort of intimidating on O Street.
It was. I was a little intimidated. I go, we're in the CRX.
You're older.
And we're older. And people are just, they're laughing. They're right next to us. I'm giving them one of these, like,
it's really
sup?
Now,
what's
it
up, man?
Sucks being on a motorcycle.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Because dudes are like, nice, bro. Not, and I'm just like, I just
want to
get out of here.
I'm not trying to be in the parade.
Please don't.
Please
don't
get out of here. I was just going to Freddy's.
I'm just trying to get off.
Get a hamburger, man. Leave me alone.
I just want to get to that quiche restaurant.
That is.
I think about that quiche restaurant. He said, let's go Cruzo and get some quiche.
Isn't that one? We're getting some quiche.
I was going to stop and get some quiche.
27th and
0. 27th and 0 right by that hotel.
It's still there. I saw it yesterday.
It's still there.
It still says quiche.
I end up on the drive down. I stop by that almost every day. I get caught at the light right there.
It says quiche so I look right there.
There's the vape shop right
it's a vape
there, too.
Shop. Yeah,
right
perfect. There.
Perfect.
It's a great, it really vape, is a great corner.
Get a quiche, then you can also Cruzo.
It's a great corner of town. 27th and 0. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included.
Custom.
Learn more at 738ag.com. We don't have much time, but just a reminder, we are, as of right now, today, July 28th, exactly 1 month away from Nebraska's first game.
Ooh, wait a second.
Yeah. It is.
Today's 28th.
July 28th. It's August 28th, game one.
Good God.
One month away.
4 weeks and 3 days.
Fall camp starts today for Nebraska.
Sip will
football.
Be there, right? Aren't you,
when do you get your first view of camp?
Wait a second, just real quick. Greg weighed in. Bill is correct on the Trans Am. So you do jack those up.
Thank you, Greg. Okay. And also, thank you for the weather update.
Yes.
Greg showed me the weather last week, and I said, Greg, I said, you have made this up. I said, you have made a fake screen.
Don't do this.
I know.
Do not do this.
So I was very nervous.
He's very sensitive about this.
But he goes, no, this is real. There's going to be weather in the 70s.
Yeah.
He pointed it out to me.
Yeah. It's going to be later in the week.
This week it will be. Like,
by Friday. The way, I don't know if you're a coach, you'd know better. Would a coach welcome that? By Wednesday, it's going to be in the 70s.
You want some heat right now.
Okay.
You want I think they'll have enough. But you want heat, especially because the 70s would come in a little bit more during old school. I had this conversation this weekend with some breakers about old school two-a-days and what old school two-a-days were. And it would be – probably should make it into a Bill Strills section. Maybe we can touch on that in Bill Strills.
Yeah.
That could be a Bill Strills. It's so
different. Don't go too far. I know.
It's so different. So
you
now,
wouldn't believe it.
You wouldn't even believe what it was.
You wouldn't believe it.
And this wasn't one of those things where it's like back in the 40s.
I don't want to go too
this
far.
This was just not too far long ago. Back even when I was coaching, you know, what two-a-days were like. It was.
So what, I mean, just we don't want to go too far. What was the final year of hardcore two-a-days?
I don't know, but I think it's got to be up to 8 to 9 years ago.
I was
going to
say 2010. Well, just that.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while. And Jake, it was a forced march. That was unbelievable.
It was a forced march just to cover.
And you had to put on, and Jake, it was two practices full pads. Two practices full pads. I know it's not like the Junction Boys or something down at Texas A&M in the 50s.
I don't know.
But it was, I'm telling you what, it was horrific as a player because I went through them as a player. And it was horrific as a coach, too. I mean, you go back
Wesleyan?
Out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was. We did 3 days.
Good God.
And the night practice was special teams, no pads. And imagine what your feet felt like putting your gear back on for the third time of the day. Now they only go once a day, and then it's walkthrough. So it's a lot different. If you live the two-a-days, I'll say this. It doesn't matter what level you're at as far as Division II, III, IV, junior college, like that. Two-a-days are two-a-days. And you're still putting your stuff back on, and it's full pads.
Me and Jake and never to get, experienced.
No, we never did.
And
we
to
did.
Get going in the afternoon,
or did I?
Practice about 2:30. In the afternoon, and you're going like, okay, we've already had one of these practices.
It's the death of the day.
It was horrible.
I did cover it, and I remember vividly. And you just, at the time, you just thought this was always the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then it changed. And now it's not like that. Yeah, today's the first day. Today is the first.
When do you get your first size on it?
Today.
You get to watch
it. It's today. Part of the reason I got to leave at 8. Okay. I mean, I got some complications.
It's a health issue.
Yeah. Right. HIPAA laws forbid me from talking about bullets.
HIPAA.
Health. But just to program, you know, I got to leave
after. Is it okay for us to ask for prayers for Bullet?
Yes, Bill.
Because I think it is.
Pray for Bullet.
Yeah. Bullet's got a situation. Yeah. We're me and Steve, when he gets to dogs, it's not good.
We don't talk like that. About it.
Remember, we had the bed ready for Bullet last time.
You are incredible.
I forgot about that.
Took a photo.
You are incredible.
We have a bed ready for Bullet again if needed. Yes.
Bless you.
Sugar
friendship right there.
Oh, he had a bed ready. Yeah. It was amazing.
That's well, friendship. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. But yeah, today is that is the first day. So yeah. And there are you can go to it if you want.
Me?
Yeah. You certainly are welcome.
Well, we'll have
your media, Jake.
We'll have Carson Schott on at 8 o'clock because they have the event on Saturday.
Steve, can
yes,
I
of
go?
Course Steve. You can go. Hey, I was wondering about you yesterday. You got orange shirts. I saw a guy walking down Adams with a white T-shirt. You perhaps could add white T-shirt to your arsenal.
I would love one, but it has to be the same material.
That probably exists.
I don't want to dictate Carhartt
shirt.
But I thought it looked pretty cool.
I would love to have a different and more colors. But so the main reason for this is just the fact of this. It's so comfortable. Right. It's like a dry fit, but it's a little heavier. So was that Brad from the Baldwin shop?
It's the guys. That was not
Chris
Brad.
Also?
They must be toilet papering today.
On the 98-degree day.
TP in the local.
That freaks me out. Wonder who came up with the idea and how. I don't want to know. But listen, the white, you could probably find it in white material. I think it's a good look, a white T-shirt with blue jeans.
That's a great look.
That was
a standard look going out for me. Yes, with jean shorts.
I don't need to know.
With jean shorts.
Jean shorts.
Was it back
my
in
own,
the day?
My own jean shorts. Made it myself. You kind of
cuff
it.
Would go out
you cuff at the
to
bottom.
P.O. pairs.
Yes, P.O. pairs in a white T-shirt and my own jean shorts. Cuffed at the bottom.
What about, did you wear sandals?
No, it'd be more. Remember, that was there was a look back in the day of kind of like a three-quarter, like a shoe with white socks. That happened. This was not. I was not. Chime in here, Breakers. This was not my own. This was not my own statement. Now, Duke used to always wear a Mickey Mouse T-shirt with a vest with shorts.
That's
it was
a look.
And it was incredible.
That's a look right there.
And it was incredible.
That is aggressive.
Yes. That's with the white T-shirt.
Mickey Mouse T-shirt.
Yeah, dude. Kearney
State. Bold.
Yeah, graduate school at Kearney State. That was very staple for me.
Wow.
Yeah. It was also nice. There was no one trying to. That was the look. It's like, what do you got on? It's a white T-shirt.
Oh, Brad from the Baldwin shop. Brutal day to toilet paper.
It has to be bad today.
Yeah. Mickey Thompson. Please chime in more from that missing tooth, Greg. I'd like to know more. The Mickey Thompson tires. That was the standard, the Kreger rims.
How about that, too? You jacked up a Trans Am.
Yeah, you would do it. Glenn Gallier did it. Glenn send a picture in.
When we come back, why play an in-state team in your own state when you can fly to Germany to play
them?
We'll discuss that
why
next.
God, why, God, why?
Break on the ticket.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.